1320 AM, W248 DE, Wisconsin Rapids. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Jennifer Kuiper. From California to Texas and New Jersey, there are growing calls for Israel to end the war in Gaza and for universities to divest from ties to Israel. Hundreds of pro-Palestinian demonstrators set up camp at UCLA. KNX's Margaret Carrero was on campus.
They have a couple dozen tents set up on a lawn area. Some of them have been waving Palestinian flags.
We are only setting up this encampment to raise attention about what's going on in Palestine right now. That is what we are concerned with.
At one point, a small group of Jewish students and former students engaged in a counter-protest, some with the flag of Israel draped over their shoulders.
They're causing more division, more hate.
The University of Southern California has canceled its main stage commencement due to protests. It's now up to the U.S. Supreme Court to decide if former President Trump has absolute immunity from prosecution following his alleged efforts to overturn the 2020 election. CBS's Linda Kenyon.
His attorney, D. John Sauer, says presidents must have immunity.
For 234 years of American history, no president was ever prosecuted for his official acts.
But justices, including Ketanji Brown Jackson, posed this question.
How do you determine what is an official act?
And that is at the very heart of the argument, says CBS News legal contributor Jessica Levinson.
Is the line official acts versus unofficial acts?
The case could take months to decide.
Former National Enquirer publisher David Pecker was back on the stand in former President Trump's so-called hush money and election interference case in New York. CBS's Robert Costa reports from New York.
Pecker also made a stunning new allegation that's never been heard before, that he engaged with Hope Hicks and Sarah Huckabee Sanders, then White House staffers, along with Trump, about Karen McDougal's contract, raising new questions about the Trump administration's implication in this case.
Pecker returns to the stand tomorrow. In Washington, D.C., a memorial service is held for seven World Central Kitchen aid workers killed by an Israeli airstrike in Gaza earlier this month. World Central Kitchen founder, Chef Jose Andres.
Their example should inspire us to do better, to be better.
Slower than expected economic growth is reflected in the government's latest monthly report on the nation's GDP. CBS News business analyst Jill Schlesinger.
Although consumers continued to spend, they did so at a slower pace. The spending really took place in healthcare, financial services, and insurance, but there was less spending on goods.
The NFL draft kicks off with Caleb Williams picked number one overall by the Chicago Bears, as expected. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Seth here, host of Over the Back Fence. We're on the air live every Saturday from 11 a.m. to 12 p.m., taking your calls to buy or sell, talk local events, or whatever, only on WFHR.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. The University of Wisconsin's flagship campus in Madison is slipping in the global and national rankings. The Wall Street Journal ranks it 79th. Internationally, UW-Madison has fallen to as low as 102nd in one ranking. Authors of the UW's internal studies say the UW-Madison gets fewer federal research grants. People who need a few hundred bucks in a hurry can take out loans on smartphone apps, but consumer advocates warn of steep hidden costs. Lucia Constantine is with the Center for Responsible Lending.
They are trapping consumers in a cycle of borrowing that is similar to that of a payday loan.
A bipartisan bill to curb predatory lending in Wisconsin stalled in the last session of the state legislature. And that's what you need to know. I'm Terry Bell, and this is Civic Media News.
The Brewers leave Pittsburgh with a victory. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. PNC Park, the Brewers trailed 5-4. Top of the eighth, Pirates lefty Adrolis Chapman on the mound against his former Yankees catcher Gary Sanchez. Jeff Levering with the call, Bally Sports, Wisconsin.
To right field. Deep and gone! Pinch hit, two-run bomb, Gary Sanchez. On 102-mile-an-hour fastball off the plate away. Wow.
The Brewers went on to win 7-5. Pat Murphy.
They won the game for us. Changed the momentum of the game. He did it off, you know, one of the best closers, and this guy's been doing it for a long time. And Gary, he came up big, man. You know, with William catching every day, it's been tough for Gary to get at-bats.
So the crew leaves PNC with a split series in four games and returns home to host the Yankees tomorrow night. NFL draft underway. We'll recap the first round later tonight. From Green Bay with sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mostly clear tonight, low in the mid-30s. For tomorrow, increasing clouds, a chance of showers in the late afternoon, highs upper 50s and becoming windy. On and off showers and thunderstorms Friday night into Saturday, highs in the mid-70s and breezy, more rain possible Sunday. Right now it's 53.
Crude and Dom.
Trump trial, more Packer talk, and your Friday grievances. Only on the Devil's Advocates radio show. You made it to the weekend.
The Devil's Advocates, weekdays 4 till 6.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR, home for Matt Nair on
You're
air.
Listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
It's a good day to be indigenous.
Get up, stand up.
They are going to become more brutal.
Couldn't cut, he need cut it,
because all the hippies were trying to be Indians anyway.
They're going to become more repressive because it's a matter of dollars and their illusionary concepts of power.
Hey, Victor.
We must live in balance with the earth.
And also with recent happenings at Wounded Knee.
I am awake.
Welcome to Native Roots Radio Presents. I'm awake and I'm your host, Wakunja Hade. Hey, Kadagi, to all my friends and relatives in four directions, you are listening to Native Roots Radio Presents. I'm awake, and I'm your host, Robert Pilot. Hey, we discuss local, national, Native news and events, and as you know, Chujunk, Native issues are human issues, and human issues are Native issues.
Yes, you are right, Dega, and this portion of the show is supported by Native Roots Radio Network on Patreon. Thank you, Pinagigi, to everyone who helps keep our show up and running.
Absolutely. Hey, you know, here at Native Roots Radio, we like to promote artists, Native business people, and athletes, and we're going to have Alyssa Peely on tomorrow, and we're really excited to have her. She's the Lynx number one draft pick, and we had a good time interviewing her, and we'll be playing that tomorrow. But today we have Chuck Monet, who's owner of Native Concrete and Masonry, and we are really excited to talk a little bit about his business and what he does. Welcome to Native Roots Radio.
Thank you, Robert.
Hey, I've been hearing your ads. You got a great voice there. Really appreciate your ads. And tell us a little bit about your business and what you do and how people can get a hold of you.
Well, we do concrete, driveways, garage slabs, sidewalks, steps, drain tile, basement floors, chimney repair. You can reach me at 612-597-0421 or nativeconcretemasonry.com.
Awesome. So how long have you been in business?
We started in March of 2010.
Mm-hmm. And you're here in the Twin Cities, and you in Minneapolis, and you go over the river, because I know for me it's kind of frightening to get over on the other side of the river sometimes.
Yeah, I would say 90% of my work's probably in Minneapolis, Hennepin County. I remember back in the day, 2013, 2014, I was traveling a lot to North Dakota, Devil's Lake, Fort Totten, doing a lot of chimney work, concrete work, and yeah, that got to be kind of hard on the family. So thank God the economy got a little better. Got to stay home.
Definitely. So people, what's the process? People get a hold of you, and then you come in and check on what they need, and then you kind of go from there, give them an estimate. How does that work?
Yeah, if you want to give me a call or email, we can
Oh, no, we just lost your audio, Chuck.
Chuck, can you hear us?
I don't think so.
Chuck disappeared for a second, and now, Chuck, can you hear us?
Oh, no.
Mm.
Well, we can shout out Chuck's business one more time. That's Native Concrete and Masonry here in the Twin Cities. And again, I'll put our poster up here on Facebook. If anyone's looking, we have this number here for you right now. That's you can reach Native Concrete and Masonry at 612-597-0421. Again, that's 612-597-0421.
Yeah, that's awesome. And, you know, it's cool to have a Native run business. You're supporting Native people. And maybe if Chuck can hear us, maybe he can go off StreamYard and come back totally. And then if you could shoot him that message. But it promoting what they do. He's been in business for a long time. It's just it's a good thing. And, you know, I'm excited to see how well he does with the advertising he's doing here in AM 950 and Native Roots Radio. And it's always good to promote people doing their own business and coming back and you know, and staying in business. And because I know a lot of times it's like, well, who do I get a hold of? Who do I, as a homeowner or, you know, a business person, who do I get a hold of? How do I do that? And,
right.
And I know over the years, when it comes to, people advertising on AM 950, we had our chimney done.
Yeah.
So, and we've had a lot of things done from the advertising. Let's see, Chuck, can you hear us?
I can hear you now. Yeah. Sorry about that.
That's okay. It's, you know, stuff happens, but we were just talking about how important it is to trust people and, have them come do work on your house. And it's really great to have you as the Native Roots family here, because we love promoting business that you can trust and that have been business forever.
Yeah, like I said, I've been business since 2010. You know, it started slow the first couple of years, just slowly built up. And I would say since the year of the pandemic, 2020, has just kind of been skyrocketing, just bigger and bigger and bigger each year. I'd say the last couple of years have probably been my best. So, I mean, that's a good thing. So yeah, definitely helping, advertising on Native Roots. I appreciate the opportunity, and, yeah, good things are happening.
Absolutely. Great. Haley, now you're not a homeowner, but what, do you have any questions for Chuck and a business? What, that maybe some people out there might be, thinking?
Yeah, well, you know, when I think of concrete and masonry, I just think of bricks and pouring concrete. So I had no idea that you guys did a lot more than that, and talking about basement floors to garage slabs. And, you know, these are a lot of really great resources. And when it comes to Indian country, you know, a lot of us natives, you know, some of us only trust other natives. So, you know, it's great to have a native specific business in the Twin Cities. That offers a lot of great things, not only just pouring concrete and building bricks.
Yeah, I agree with you. Yeah, it's I think it's just part of our history that it's been kind of hard for us to trust. So yeah, amongst each other, it makes it a lot easier. Yes.
Yeah, and I truly believe too. I know people that advertise on the station, I've been to events and we all joke and laugh going, yes, I had my fireplace redone by this business, and we've bought furniture from this business. And so I'm excited to see what comes out here in the building season and how well you do, because I know there's a Snap Construction that's on here and they do really, really well. And it's going to be great to see how it all shakes out.
Yeah, I'm praying. Yeah, we have a crew between anywhere between 3 people and 10 people at one time, depending on the size of the project. So there's nothing really too small or too big for us. We'll take on jobs that take an hour and jobs that take us a month. So some are challenging, some are not. But we're willing to take on just about anything. Yeah.
Awesome. Hey, shoot out the email and or shoot out your email and phone number again before we let you go. You know, I just really excited for you and we promote and support you.
Yeah, I appreciate it. My phone number is 612-597-0421. And my email is nativeconcretemasonry@outlook.com.
Awesome. Hey, that's an old school email. Ho-wah.
Yeah.
Like it. All right. Yeah. Well, Chuck, thanks. And we got to have you come on a little later in a couple of weeks and see how this is all going out, because we really appreciate you. And it's always good to see you at the powwows. And
yeah, it was good seeing you there. Yeah. Yeah.
Right on. Hey.
Probably see you at Minneapolis May 1st.
That's right. We're all marching. Yeah. Haley's making a ribbon skirt right now as we speak.
Yes, sir.
Awesome.
All right. Hey.
Can I say one thing? Go Timberwolves.
Yep. Yeah. Absolutely. Good one. Good one. And I'll say win Twins. Good to see you, Chuck.
You too.
Right on. Hey, Native Roots Radio. We'll be right back after this short break.
We are your relatives.
We are your relations.
Brothers.
Sisters.
Sons.
Daughters.
And some of us are your grandchildren.
We are your community. Historically, we held places of honor and respect. Because of the impact of colonization, some of us are rejected, thrown out from family, friends, and community, set up as targets for sexual violence, sex trafficked, humiliated, tortured, and murdered. Everybody has the right to be safe. We are your relatives. Remember,
homophobia is not traditional.
Sponsored by the Minnesota Indian Women's Sexual Assault Coalition.
The city of Minneapolis is now on Native Roots Radio with Minneapolis AIR. AIR stands for American Indian Relations. Guest host Christine McDonald talks to people about important things affecting the city's Native communities. Minneapolis AIR dives into topics like public safety, public health, elections, and so much more. Tune in to Minneapolis AIR on Native Roots Radio from 5 to 6 p.m. on the second Wednesday of every month, right here on AM 950.
As nature awakens this spring, let's awaken to the call of protection. Native brothers and sisters, let's bloom together by getting vaccinated against COVID-19. Let's nurture our heritage and safeguard our futures, one vaccination at a time. So be a vaccinative this spring by protecting yourself and others in our Native community. Whether you're due for an updated vaccine or just getting started, all COVID vaccines offer vital protection against severe illness. For our elders over 65, the latest vaccine is recommended by the CDC to maintain protection. So spring forward with strength, Native communities. Embrace the renewal of the season and safeguard our traditions by getting vaccinated against COVID-19. For more information, including details about clinics offering free vaccines, visit vaccines.gov. That's vaccines.gov. This message is brought to you in partnership with the Minnesota Department of Health.
This is Leonard Pelt here. I am in Coleman 1 U.S. Penitentiary, and I'm listening to Native Roots Radio.
And we're back to Native Roots Radio Presents I'm Awake, and this is Robert Pilot.
This portion of the show is supported by Native American Community Development Institute, or NACDI, in Minneapolis.
Hey, we're going to have Bob Blake from Red Lake, our friend Solar Bear with the Solar News, on in a minute here. But first, before we do that, we have an update from the governor of the great state of Wisconsin, Governor Tony Evers. Why don't we take a listen?
Hey there, Native Roots Radio. Governor Tony Evers here with my weekly update. This week, we celebrated Earth Day, which was started by Wisconsinite and U.S. Senator Gaylord Nelson more than 50 years ago. From indigenous communities to farmers to our hunters and anglers, protecting our planet and conserving our valuable natural resources as a part of who we are as Wisconsinites. 3 years ago, I was proud to have our state join the Global Trillion Trees Pledge, pledging to plant 75 million trees and conserve 125,000 acres of forest land by the end of 2030. Well, folks, we're only 3 years in, and guess what, Wisconsin? We're not only well on our way to our goal, we're crushing it. With the finalization of the Pelican River Forest Conservation Easement, we're over halfway to our forest land conservation goals. And we are more than 40% to our tree planting goal with more than 6 years left to go. Together with students, public and private organizations, and state agencies across the state, we've planted more than 32 million trees in urban and rural communities statewide. So on Earth Day, I signed an executive order to increase our goal to 100 million trees by the end of 2030. With this new goal, we'll be able to store and exchange a total of 4.8 billion pounds of carbon dioxide a year through trees planted alone. Folks, when you combine Wisconsinites' can-do spirit, work ethic, and our shared values of conservation and preservation of our vast, valuable natural resources, there's nothing we can't accomplish. So let's get planting. Happy Earth Day, Wisconsin. Back to you, Robert, and Native Roots Radio.
Hey, thank you, Governor Evers, Big Peeny Geegee. Earth Day, Earth Day, I remember, started in 1970, and I was kind of surprised, Haley, that it started in Wisconsin. I thought everything great starts here in Minnesota, but it started in Wisconsin in 1970.
Hey, right.
We're here with Bob Blake and the Solar Bear with the Solar News, and we talk about Earth Day and things to protect Mother Earth all the time with Bob, and it's great to have you on.
There you go. Another thing that's really interesting about that is when you think about all that legislation that was passed, Robert, like back then, what's his name? Ralph Nader, right? Mm-hmm. His Nader's Raiders, they were a bunch of college kids. And they were like a bunch of college kids that were getting their law license. And they were the ones that went at the Nixon administration and really pushed for, you know, the Environmental Protection Agency in all of these like different, you know, rules that we have that is around protecting the planet and protecting the environment that we have to this day. So I really think that's interesting because, like, you know, Ralph Nader and a lot of these folks that were just like, you know, just being activists and wanting to have a piece of their future, kind of like you see a lot of the students now, you know, that are protesting different things around the country. They're just trying to have a say about their future. And so you can't really get mad at them. You know what I mean? Because through a lot of this activism, Robert, you know, comes these great ideas and these great, you know, laws that, you know, I think, you know, we all take for granted.
Well, you know, one of the things that's happened in the last few days, and I'm going to switch gears with you just for a moment, Robert, and have a quick discussion, is that we have all these colleges across the country protesting the genocide of
Palestinians in Gaza.
Yeah, thank you, Haley. And we really support that. And one of the things, they brought the National Guard in, and I know you're a little younger than I am, but boy, I'm old enough to remember that putting the National Guard on college campuses is always a bad idea. Mm-hmm. And it's you know, a thing that we need to pray for everyone in a good way, because the young ones are speaking up again. Like, I remember big time during the Vietnam War, and it all started in the college campuses, and now the Gen Zers are pretty upset with the way things are going, especially how they voted with Biden. What was that called again, Haley? It was no contest.
Uncommitted.
And so they're speaking up, and they're on the news now, and people are listening. So it's interesting that you brought up how things start from college too, Bob.
Yeah, I mean, you know, that right there too. I mean, I kind of really feel, Robert, like, I mean, you know, the students are just saying that they want agency in their future and what happens. And I think that that's legitimate. And a part of what we appreciate about this country is that we're able to disagree with our government, and we should be able to, you know, speak up and you know, say our opinion, because that's part of our constitutional right. So, you know, in one sense that, you know, I get the establishment and they don't want, you know, first of all, I don't think folks, you know, students that are of Jewish descent need to be harassed or threatened, right, you know, while they're in school. Like, I don't agree with that. Violence is not the answer.
Agree.
You know, to the point of that students want to express their opinion and express, you know, their feelings, I think they should be able to. And like you said, I mean, this has, you know, eerie signs of Kent State, right?
Yeah.
This is what this is looking like, you know? And so I hope that we can have restraints on both sides and agree to disagree. But that is one of the great things about our country, which in my opinion is now the more reason why folks need to get out and vote.
Yep.
And that's how we settle our disagreements, is at the ballot box, Robert.
Well, and I truly believe that, you know, the Biden administration specifically can be pushed in a good way. And they have mentioned things to Israel, and it's not really the Israel people either. It's the head right now. And it's almost like they have their own Trump running their country and are doing haphazardly. And because those people don't believe in it either. And especially with all the hostages, they're really afraid. And so there's stuff in the news that we don't see here in the United States and Minnesota and Wisconsin and so forth that is happening in Israel that they don't like what's going on either. But we should probably segue back to those planting those trees that Governor Evers was talking about. And that's like a huge deal. And that's a big Earth Day thing. And Bob, I don't know if we've talked about this in the past, but I'll never forget seeing a scene from Mad Men. Remember that TV show Mad Men? And they, you know, it was done in the late '50s, early '60s, and they had a picnic at this park. And when they were done with the picnic, they just got the blanket up and shook all the trash out and walked away. And so things and attitudes have changed over the years, because I know Wendy and I were talking at one show just recently, along with Haley, that we remember just being pulled over at a stoplight and see people empty out their ashtrays, right? And so things have changed.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I think it was, you know, we owe that to, like, you know, we owe credit to, like, those campaigns, right, where you had, like, the Native American guy that was crying, right, when he saw the garbage and the pollution. And, you know, and I mean, I think we look back at that and we kind of laugh and chuckle. But, I mean, it's those kinds of things that really moved folks to, you know, change their mindset and their actions. And that's exactly, I think what we need to do now. And what I'm trying to do with, like, Solar Bear, someone told me there's a bunch of Solar Bears around the country now popping up. And I thought to myself, well, you know, that was the whole reason of the idea of me even creating Solar Bear, was to inspire people to take, you know, action and create change and, you mm-hmm. know, take climate change seriously. So if that's what's happening, I'm not mad, actually. I'm actually happy because people are moving in this direction. So that was the whole point of it. So I think that it's those kinds of things that really we need to do to inspire the change in other folks to say, hey, listen, this is our planet, this is our environment, and we all have to live here together, so let's take care of it.
There it is. One of our favorite listeners put up there, give a hoot, don't pollute. I remember that tagline too.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, and the interesting thing is, Robert, is, you know, we've all grown up with this brand recognition, you know. I mean, the you know, like you said, Mad Men, those guys really, you know, put our mindsets into being brand recognizable. And
yeah, that's right.
That's exactly what's in our mind. So let's take advantage of it for the good of it.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR, home for the Todd Allball Show.
CBS News Brief. College pro-Palestinian protests spread nationwide. At University of Texas at Austin, clashes with police led to the arrest of more than a dozen students yesterday. Supreme Court justices seem skeptical of former President Trump's claim of absolute immunity from prosecution. Legal expert Lori Levinson.
There was a lot of discussion during the argument about how no one should be above the law. So to give that absolute immunity to Trump or anyone else would fundamentally change the type of nation we are.
David Pecker testifies for a third day in Trump's Manhattan criminal trial, telling more about the arrangement he made to boost Trump's presidential candidacy in 2016, tear down his rivals, and silence revelations that may have damaged him, Trump later saying.
This is a trial that should have never happened. This is a case that should have never been filed. And it was really an incredible day.
CBS News Brief. I'm Jennifer Kuiper.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Wisconsin schools are turning to restraints and seclusion for discipline less often. The Department of Public Instruction says cases were down about 8% last school year. Tim Pirenboom is a DPI psychologist.
It's only supposed to be used as a last resort when the student's behavior presents a clear, present, imminent risk to physical safety.
The report says most schools reported zero cases last school year. High school athletes in Wisconsin will not get name, image, and likeness opportunities this year. A proposed amendment to the WIAA Constitution failed at a meeting of the governing body Wednesday. Executive Director Stephanie Hauser predicts the discussion is just starting. 31 states allow NIL deals for high schoolers, including Minnesota and Illinois. And that's what you need to know. I'm Terry Bell, and this is Civic Media News.
I'm Pete with the 60-second Showbiz Beat. If you're making weekend plans and are in Northeast Wisconsin or don't mind a short road trip, check out An Evening with John McGivern Friday night, April 26th at the Ashwaubenon Performing Arts Center. The host of Main Streets on PBS and former host of Around the Corner tells funny stories about his life growing up in Milwaukee in a big Irish Catholic family and his prolific show business career. Tickets can be purchased at TicketStarOnline.com. Quick fashion tip, if you appear on a podcast, don't go commando, especially if you're wearing baggy shorts. Travis Kelce and comedian Andrew Santino recently discussed Kelce's appearance on Santino's podcast a few years ago, where Kelce was literally hanging out. Santino and his editor decided not to reshoot, but just put a big Kansas City Chiefs logo over Kelce's ballular area. That's a medical term. Look it up. Kelce laughed as he recalled the incident, saying he had no idea at the time. Yeah, sure. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 7 to 9 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mostly clear tonight, low in the mid-30s. For tomorrow, increasing clouds, a chance of showers in the late afternoon, highs upper 50s and becoming windy. On and off showers and thunderstorms Friday night into Saturday, highs in the mid-70s and breezy, more rain possible Sunday. It's 52 right now.
Your forecast for you and your community. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. We love Wisconsin weather and tracking it to keep you updated whenever it changes. Listen for our weather-ready stories so you're always prepared on your local Civic Media radio station and streaming on the Civic Media app.
Say it with me, the Boxing Six. And you can catch every play, every score, every Milwaukee Bucks game on locally grown radio, WFHR, 1320 AM, 97.5 FM, your station for the Milwaukee Bucks, your hometown radio refreshed.
As a federally licensed broadcast company, this Civic Media station is required by FCC regulations to accept advertising by all qualified candidates for federal office. We also accept ads from state and local candidates. We do screen announcements from issue groups and PACs and exercise discretion in airing announcements with blatantly false claims or outrageous unfounded statements. These announcements do not necessarily reflect the views of Civic Media, its hosts, or advertisers, and the source of all issue announcements can be found online at our FCC public file.
Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, we'll do some recombobulating with Dan Schaefer from the Recombobulation Area, then all things entertainment with Matt Miller. Make sure you join us.
Matt and Air on air, weekday mornings at 10.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Aneen, I'm Lieutenant Governor Peggy Flanagan, and you are listening to Native Roots Radio.
Welcome back to Native Roots Radio Presents. I'm Awake, and this is Robert Pilot.
This portion of the show is supported by J.S. Bean Factory off Randolph Avenue in St. Paul, native-owned, bringing us the best coffee that keeps us awake.
I am awake. Hey, we're here with Bob Blake. Hey, this is all rhyming now. I am awake. We're here with Bob Blake from Red Lake. Should I go on? And with the Solar Bear with the Solar News. Welcome back, Bob.
That all does rhyme, Robert. Bob Blake from Red Lake, Solar Bear with the Solar News. That's awesome.
Right on. And you're awake. Don't forget the awake part.
Oh, yeah. And I'm awake. Hey, Robert, some really good news came out this week for tribal country with the EPA's Community Solar for All grant. And a lot of tribal organizations were awarded millions of dollars, Robert, as a matter of fact, to put solar on top of homes across tribal country. I think people are just looking at this as like folks are getting solar on their home. But, you know, sometimes, you know, Robert, what happens too a lot of times is, you know, you're going to need to replace your roof before you put the solar on. So if your roof is over 15 years old and, you know, you want to put solar on, I wouldn't advise it because you're going to have to replace that roof. So, you know, the really nice thing about this is that what I see is a lot of folks across tribal country getting no roofs too. So I think those are some of the things that aren't said in this report or said in this announcement. But, you know, so if you're going to put solar on a lot of these homes on tribal lands, replace the roof and then put the solar on top of that, because, you know, the damage from the radiation from the sun is what damages your roof shingles, everyone. So, you know, that's why having solar on top of your roof is the most efficient way to be able to capture that energy and use it for your home on site.
Hey, Bob, I heard in a meeting this past, I was, where was I? I was somewhere in Wisconsin, that in Madison, they had a grand opening of a business that's doing batteries made out of hemp.
Wow, that is so cool. Yeah, so what happened, Robert, was there was a there's been grants going out from the Department of Energy for folks around the country that want to be able to attack the storage. So just to let everybody know, like if we're able to basically, you know, have storage along with solar, it's really cut our emissions greatly, because basically that battery turns on in the evening time when you get off work, you come home, you start making dinner, you're hanging out with the family, there's no more sun. So that's going to supply the energy for your home. So what the federal government has been doing is really putting out these opportunities for battery manufacturing, new solutions, new technology, to really increase not only our manufacturing base here in the United States, but also, you know, the opportunity to go ahead and work on these new technologies so we can deploy them across the country. So that's really exciting news, Robert. And incidentally, Solar Bear will be did win one of these grants, and we are part of a group out of California that we will be testing out these battery technologies. And my grant, Robert, is the recycling of EV batteries. So taking EV batteries, second lifing them, and then putting them into homes and commercial applications and residential, you name it. And I always try to explain to people, imagine your EV battery and it's like drinking coffee. You're drinking coffee, you're guzzling coffee. That's how the batteries perform, right? But what happens is these batteries, have their fuel cells, some are bad, some are good. Most of them are good. About 90% of them are good. About 10% of them aren't. So you take out the 10%, replace them with another 10%. And then what you do is you use them for storage for homes and for businesses. And then I tell people, imagine using that battery technology like you're taking a straw now and you're sipping out of that same cup. That's the difference between how these batteries are used. One for a vehicle, one for a home. And so that's why these batteries, underneath your car, everyone, they're still good for like another 30 years, even though you've already used it for your vehicle. They can still be used. And so that's another way that we can you know, cut down on our mining for the cobalt and, you know, those kinds of things like that. And I always tell people, like, this industry is at its infancy right now, Robert. And so as the battery technology gets better and, you know, we find different ways to stop the mining and to recycle, all these things will come along, right? And everything will become more efficient. So there's a piece of the story that I don't think folks really talk about.
Well, we talk about it here. We talk about the old calculators that were 2 pounds heavy, and then 20 years later, I have a calculator in my Bic pen. So technology does catch up really quick. And with AI and all the things that are happening, they say that this is going to be the fastest, things are going to change the fastest they ever have since the Industrial Revolution in the late 1800s.
Robert, you're so right. And, you know, I am so lucky that I get to work with all these smart people across the country that I'm involved in this evolution, industry, technology. I mean, I feel so fortunate, Robert. You just don't know. Everyone out there listening, Bob Lake, Solar Bear, is one of the luckiest guys in the world because I get access to all these things. And, you know, I hope that, you know, through all that I'm able to share all of it with our people, with everyone, because it's there for all of us and not just for the very few.
Right.
Hey, Robert, one of the stories that I did want to touch on real quick was about air pollution. And there was a story that just came out, and it shows that there's been improvement in parts of the Midwest here around our air pollution because we're shuttering down coal-fired plants that we use for electricity, and that's making our air cleaner. But here's the other thing. Not only to that point, right, but we're still, you know, like a lot of folks are still in, gas-powered vehicles. So we still have our pollution rate is still up there, and climate change will make that worse. So this is one of the pieces why, you know, at Native Sun, we're really pushing for electric vehicles, because what happened, Robert, when the planning people started planning out our transportation models here in this country, they really went to the car culture, right? And the car culture was really like, a boom for our economy and everything. But what it didn't realize is that it was going to raise our greenhouse gas emissions per person in this country. And it was going to make it worse around climate change. So this is why we really have to get into electric vehicles. This is our quickest way to do it. And this is why we're really stressing on it at Native Sun. But to my point about this report, you know, although the shuttering of these core plants is going to make our air cleaner, we still are driving very heavily in our society and using fossil fuels. So there's a trade off there. And then we have to think about, you know, how climate change is going to make that worse. So really interesting report that just came out. Some great interviews in there from the American Lung Association. They're really big on clean air, and I suggest everybody check out. It's in the newest edition of Midwest Energy News, and it's a great article and really one that everybody should listen to. And I also think it's also on NPR. So just
Hey, Bob, you know the term yellow Volkswagen syndrome?
No, please
don't. You see a yellow Volkswagen, and then you start seeing them all over. You know what I mean? Somebody points out, oh, there's a yellow Volkswagen. Then all of a sudden, you can't stop but see them. It's called the yellow Volkswagen syndrome. Well, I've had that with Teslas. I've seen Teslas everywhere all of a sudden.
No, I think you're absolutely right, Robert. And I want to say, too, to our policymakers and to our legislators, kudos to all of you for the Inflation Reduction Act. And for the $7,500 tax rebate that goes to purchasing a new electric vehicle. And then to our own state legislators here in the state of Minnesota, all the great work that all of you do on our behalf up there by offering a $2,500 tax rebate. So $10,000 off a new electric vehicle or hybrid, Robert. You can buy a hybrid. Either one, $10,000 off a vehicle. I mean, that's just incredible. And I cannot thank our politicians enough for that great work that they do upon us. And so that's why you're seeing You're not imagining this, Robert, but that's why you're seeing all these electric vehicles all over the place and hybrids.
Yeah, that's crazy. I wonder how long is that going to last, those not rebates, but tax breaks?
You know what? Let's make sure that in November we re-vote the Biden administration in so we can continue to have these wonderful tax rebates. And let's make sure that we get our own Lieutenant Governor Peggy Flanigan and Governor Waltz back into office. So that would be my suggestion to everybody and all of our great blue representatives that are rerunning for their office, too.
Yeah, time flies, as you know. I'm 62 now and I was a young man. It just seems like last week. But, you know, I always joke with Heather Keeler and the Lieutenant Governor and call them senators. And we don't know where they're going to be, but they're up and coming still. And we're excited that I believe we're going to have representation for a long time from with the Lieutenant Governor and some of our other politicians.
Well, Robert, I was at the Native Americans and Philanthropy Conference this week, and we have folks from all over the country, from Native country, and they are just ecstatic about the progress and the strides we are making in any country here in the state of Minnesota and in the Midwest. So, you know, and that's not lost on all the great work that you do, Robert, here with this radio station or with this radio program that's beamed out all over across Turtle Island. And for the folks that are seeing what's happening here and taking our cues and taking the things that we're doing and implementing them into their community. So thank you, Robert, for all your leadership, because you too are an elected representative. And also to the wonderful Peggy Flanigan and Heather Keeler. And yes, I totally agree with you. Heather Keeler and Lieutenant Governor Peggy Flanigan are going to be governors and senators and maybe even presidents. I would not doubt if Peggy was the first Native American woman president.
Yeah, that's awesome. Hey, Robert, do you got time for just another quick update before we let you go?
Yes, absolutely. I got some solar news we could talk about.
Right on. Hey, we're here with Robert Blake, Solar Bear with the Solar News, and we'll be right back. This is Native Roots Radio.
Signing up for $1 bus and train rides with the Transit Assistance Program or TAP is quick and easy. Do it straight from your computer or phone by uploading one of the pre-approved documents listed at metrotransit.org/TAP along with a copy of your ID. We'll mail you a go-to card with a full year of discounted rides. For questions or translation help, call 612-373-3333. That's 612-373-3333.
Doherty Family College at the University of St. Thomas is your pathway to a bachelor's degree. Located in downtown Minneapolis, Doherty Family College offers an affordable education that includes free textbooks, a laptop, meals, career coaches, and a Metro Transit pass. As a full-time Doherty Family College student, you'll benefit from mentorship from St. Thomas faculty, along with paid internships and support from Minnesota's largest private college. Ready to turn your dreams into reality? Apply now at dfc.stthomas.edu. Doherty Family College, your journey to success starts here.
Minnesota has the only original wolf population in the continental United States.
And 80% of Minnesotans believe the wolf should be protected.
Howling for Wolves is asking Minnesotans to respect our true wildlife manager, the wolf.
Their survival is critical to our ecosystems, our communities, and even our economy.
As highly intelligent animals with strong social bonds, Minnesota wolves deserve to be protected and admired.
Learn more at howlingforwolves.org. Let's live and let howl.
J&S Bean Factory is a native-owned, community-supported, cozy, artsy coffee shop which offers roasted on-site beans, live music, and baked goods. Relax in the beautiful outside patio. City Pages writes, voted top 10 coffee shops. Tucked into a quiet corner of St. Paul's Highland Park neighborhood, this coffee shop roasts beans on-site from the best coffee-growing countries in the world. Located at 1518 Randolph Avenue, St. Paul. The good stuff.
Hi, I'm Jane Fonda, and you're listening to Native Roots Radio.
And we're back to Native Roots Radio Presents I'm Awake, and this is Robert Pilot.
This portion of the show is supported by Howling for Wolves, protecting wolves for future generations.
How? Hey, that's the most fun I've had all day. Hey, we're here with we're here with Robert Blake and Solar Bear with the Solar News, and it's always great and a breath of fresh air when you come on, Robert, and we have a lot of fun, and but you have a lot of great positive things to talk about, and we really appreciate you being on the show for all these years. You're on mute.
Bob, you're muted.
I'm sorry, everyone. I'm muted again. I am just amazed, Robert, how this the radio show has grown, and folks from all over the place are listening to us. And I get people now that I meet that say they listen to this. Oh, Robert, by the way, I gave up my first autograph at Michigan State University the other day. I couldn't believe it. This engineering student came up to me and said that he follows me and loves all the things that I'm doing. And he said, and this is going to sound really weird, he said, but Mr. Blake, sir, can I have your autograph?
Did you put Bob Blake from Red Lake?
I was like, dude, you totally made my day.
Yeah, that's awesome.
But it was really cool. Thank you. I forgot his name now. Whoops, sorry. But you, the kid from Michigan State University, Adrian, you rock, dude.
So. Well, it's time to write a book.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Right. Get my first autograph. Here, I want to write a book. I don't know. Well, hold on.
Well, you only need to do 2 pages a day, and you'll have a book by the end of the year. So I support you in that endeavor.
So, Robert, as I was talking about that EPA award, right, the Environmental Community Solar Project, but that was $7 billion to 60 low-income solar access programs, which, there's quite a few Native organizations that are part of that. And so I'm really so proud of everyone that's been involved in that and that put in the work on that. This work is done by all of us and not just by one person. So I want to say that it's a collective, and that's exactly what needs to happen if we're going to make a dent in climate change and the side effects that are, that are terrible for our environment. Also too, there's been a lot of jobs, Robert. A new jobs report came out around clean energy jobs that are being created across the country. And there's an interactive map out there that shows exactly where all these jobs are being created. And it's just incredible how much the Inflation Reduction Act that has been put forth by this administration, the Biden administration, has created all these opportunities. And I think this is a really interesting statistic, Robert. 4 years ago, the Dow Jones, for those folks that are just about the money, right? Like, we get it. But 19,000 is what it closed at. It is at 38,005 right now. So I just want to say that I really do believe that cheap, clean energy is going to drive our economy. And the Biden administration also thinks it too and believes it. And that's why they've heavily invested in it. Robert, the Dow Jones, if that's your marker, everyone out there, then it is proving us to say that it is more than doubled than where it was 4 years ago. So I think, we need to think about who is really responsible for the success that we are seeing in this country right now.
Absolutely. And, there's so many things, and, you can't run or you can't vote on a one item issue. You got to have to look at the whole picture, and looking at the whole picture right now, sure, there's issues that we talked about earlier, for one, that need to be dealt with, but the economy has been the best it has since the Kennedy administration.
Yeah, no. And I'll be the first to tell you that, Solar Bear is, an Ogeechee Dodd, Red Lake Anishinaabe first. But, I am a proud American, Robert. And, with that being said, I'll take this country every day of the week and twice on Sunday. And, to that point, we do have our faults. But, I really do believe in our country and what it stands for, democracy and all those values that we lean on, right? And one of the things, and the reason why I believe in that so much, Robert, is this Hopi prophecy that I keep, you know, on my phone. And it says, when the earth is dying, there shall rise a new tribe of all colors and all creeds. This tribe shall be called the Warriors of the Rainbow, and it will put its faith in actions, not words. Mm-hmm. There's also a Dakota prophecy. There will come a time when the earth is sick and the animals and plants begin to die. Then the Indians will regain their spirit and gather people of all nations, colors, and beliefs to join together in the fight to save the earth, the Rainbow Warriors. And I really do believe that, Robert, that these old natives, you know, like they knew something, they saw something, and mm-hmm. they saw all of us coming together, you know, here on Turtle Island and us, you know, taking control and saving this planet. And, you know, that's why I believe that a lot of the stuff that we do here, Robert, is really important because it really does affect the rest of the world. And we mm-hmm. do really need to take leadership. And just like we explained to before, and that's talking to our relatives over in Israel to stand down, you know, to not fire back at Iran, you know, to calm the situation there. You know, to support the people of Ukraine, you know, as they're up against this despicable tyrant, you know, mm-hmm. Putin. You know, like those are the things that we really do need to continuously stand for, and for those people that can't help themselves around the world. So, there goes my little soapbox, solar bear soapbox.
And all I could think of when you talked about those prophecies. The medicine wheel with the four colors, and some nations believe that's exactly what you talked about, that all colors will come together in that medicine wheel that we see around different tribes represents.
Yeah, I really do believe in the diversity of this country, and that is our greatest strength. I know that there are some folks on the other side, so to speak, of the aisle that would like to look at that diversity and say that that's a bad thing. But I don't believe that at all, Robert. I believe that that is one of our strengths, and that is one of the reasons why this country is so great, and that we do have everything that we have here. And so, I mean, you know, to that point, I mean, you know, with our cultural teachings, Robert, we know that, you know, those old ones, they were wise beyond their years, right? And right. So I definitely agree with what they say and what they put out there, and that, which is why I'm involved in this work and do all this advocating and stuff that I do with you, Robert. And so, mm-hmm. you know, just honored to be a part of the movement with all of you.
Yeah, definitely. And for us, it started with Standing Rock, and it's just blown up to all facets of Indian country and our allies out there that listen to the show. We couldn't do this without you, for sure. And we see them around town. And like you say, you got people coming up and saying that they hear you on the radio. All our guests tell us that. And it's an amazing thing because we talk into this little microphone and we wonder who we're reaching and who's listening. And there's a lot of people listening.
I love going to the powwows and visiting with you, Robert, and seeing all your old students come up to you and talking to you. It's a pilot, you know, they're talking right. to you and everything. And I just love that because that just shows what a positive impact that you had on their lives. And, you know, for a lot of us, Robert, you know, I went through the St. Paul public school system. You know, I didn't have my father around, you know, and, you know, I mean, it was really you role models. I remember Andy Favorite. He was the native guy who was always there for us. And it mm-hmm. just, we met powwows and we would just always want to go visit with him because he had that unconditional love for us. And I totally see that in you, Robert, where we're at these powwows and stuff. And I see you at different functions and you get these old students that come up to you and they start talking with you. I just love seeing that. So anyways, everybody, that is the Solar Bear with the Solar News, and Miigwech, Robert, for having me on, and I'll see you all next week.
Right on. Thank you, Bob Blake from Red Lake. I had to say that again. Love you.
Locally grown radio, WFHR. Chihuahua.
Monday, April 29th on Nightlight, I welcome on Milwaukee.com entertainment reporter Matt Miller to talk about the Milwaukee Film Festival and civic media reporter and personality Melissa Kay.
Nightlight with Pete Chihuahua, weeknights 7 till 9.
So, have you done sports?
Yes.
What about weather? Done that.
I've got it. The moon.
Hey, everybody. You're listening to James Help Seth Pick the Next Theme for this week's Seth Faces the Music. It's on Sundays from 6 to 8 p.m. on locally grown radio, WFHR. The problem is, he's done so many shows already, it's getting tough to find the next group of songs. Don't worry, though. It'll be fine.
Yeah, all right. You got me. I give up.
That's it. The theme for the next Seth Faces the Music will be...
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us. This is locally grown radio.
WFHR 1320 AM. W248 DE Wisconsin Rapids.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.